Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Well, Democrats losing their minds, Roger.
Again.
Oh, yeah. Because Republicans refusing, Donald Trump refusing to break the law for them. The law says, it's very clear, illegal immigrants, federal law, are not entitled to welfare benefits. Mm-hmm. Democrats know this, Roger.
Yeah.
That's why they tried to hide their illegal immigrant future voters on the welfare rolls by giving them, again, illegally, because they weren't entitled to them, Social Security numbers. At least 9 million got Social Security numbers. Wow. So they would blend in. They could hide them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have to give them credit for what else could they do, of course, you know.
Right. They're Democrats. Yeah. All they do is break the law. Oh. So yesterday, Democrats lost their minds when they learned that Donald Trump is going to actually enforce immigration law that says it's a law from 1996 that illegal immigrants are not entitled to welfare benefits and legal immigrants aren't either. And if they fall into some sort of state where they lost their job, they're, dependent on others, their sponsors must pay for them, not the federal government. The law is very, very clear on that. Couldn't be clearer.
Yeah, you know, this could be a major economic hit for the nation because some of those immigrant households we've been seeing statistics on have been doing pretty well.
Oh, yeah. No, they Donald Trump actually tweeted about this the other day. Even a green card holding family from Mexico, he said.
Yep.
Green card holding family. So they're here legally making $30,000 a year, gets $50,000 in welfare benefits.
There you go.
Okay. So that's, do the math, $80,000. That's a great living.
Yeah.
Think about this for a minute.
Yeah, you can do pretty well in this country for 80 grand a year.
So our children, this generation, Generation Z, they're very bitter and understandably so because they've gotten a different deal than every generation before them. They have the highest unemployment rate in the nation, 9.5% for their generation. So that's crushing. They're still living really through Bidenomics, the nightmare of it. And at the same time, their legacy what they're inheriting is not doing better than their parents, the American tradition, but what they're inheriting is a crushing $40 trillion anvil of debt.
Very, very similar to a European economic profile.
Yes.
And the other scariest thing about it, they don't own anything. Anything.
Well, they can't. I mean, when you have a 9%, 9.5% unemployment rate, it's your jobs that are replaced by H-1B visa holders, those entry-level tech jobs when you come out of college.
Yep.
And yet, you are expected to support illegal immigrants and even legal immigrants in a lifestyle that they just simply can't get in their own country. You can't even find a job, and you are still crushed by the lingering effects of Bidenflation. It's a nightmare, and Democrats don't care. They lost their minds yesterday. What Donald Trump did was this. Bill Clinton, a law passed in 1996, made it very clear, Congress, bipartisan support, that legal and illegal immigrants are not entitled to welfare. Illegal immigrants aren't supposed to get it at all. Legal immigrants, if they have a need for welfare, that their bills are supposed to be paid by their sponsor. So that could even be like a church group that brought them in. Whoever brought them in here as the sponsor on the documents must pay their bills. You can't put them on the welfare rolls. Okay. Well, that law passed in 1996. In 1997, Bill Clinton's Department of Justice wrote what's called a rule. It's just their interpretation of the law saying, yeah, you know what? We interpreted the opposite. Everybody, come on, have some welfare. And that's been what's been in place till Trump won the first time. And he replaced that. Well, Biden came in and reversed it and said, no, you can get the welfare. You can have it. We'll even hide you on the welfare rules. It's going to be great. So how in just a short amount of time, according to the Center for Immigration Studies, we ended up in a situation, Roger, this is incredible. Just keep in mind, native-born populations, okay, so American, have a 39% welfare usage rate. Okay, that's high.
Yeah.
But listen to this. Legal immigrant households have a 54% rate.
Yeah.
So that's the majority.
Of course.
Now get this. Illegal immigrant households have a 60% welfare usage, right? And that's, let's be honest, why the Democrats want them here, because they will be government dependent for many generations. In fact, Pew Hispanic Trust did a study on that and found that each subsequent generation of Central and South American illegal immigrant families, so the first generation's illegal and then the ones after that are not, their welfare use increases until they get into the 80th percentile by generation three. It's absolutely stunning. Democrats love it because they're government dependent. And then that's going to be a Democrat-dependent vote. So Donald Trump's got to get him out. He's got 3 years to do it. So listen to what's going on. There's actually a happy ending to this segment. It's just good news. The Democrats are losing their minds, Roger, because they know this will work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's called vote buying. It's always worked.
Right. No. I mean, they know it'll work for Trump to bar them from getting
because
the welfare.
Well, they've seen that. They've seen that handwriting on too many walls too many times. Sure.
Yeah, yeah. So here's what Trump's doing right now, and it's brilliant. Yesterday, he announced, Department of Homeland Security announced a tripling of the reward for self-deportation. Right now, it's $1,000 for your trouble to self-deport.
Yep.
They just doubled it for the holidays, and they're saying they may extend it. They don't know, but they just doubled it for the holidays to $3,000 a person. So if you're one of these illegal immigrant families, the 60% that are on welfare, and it's like four of you, well, that's party time.
Sure.
You can get on the plane. Right. We'll give you the we'll pay for your ticket. And each one of you is getting $3,000. You got two kids, man. Even if there's three of you, you're single mom, two kids. I mean, you're talking, you know, $9,000 to get to restart, you know, in the country you came from. That's, you know, pretty much the annual income there. So you can, you know, you really got a nest egg to get started. Democrats see on the one hand the carrot, which is here's $3,000 a person to leave and a free plane ticket. Here's the stick. By the way, your welfare is done. We're finished here. There's not enough jobs. There's not 12 million jobs. So there's not even 6 million jobs. Heck, there's only 60,000 jobs created last month for the entire country. So let us help you get out of the country. So Democrats are panicking because their votes, they don't think of them as people. Their votes are fleeing.
Mm-hmm. And they're, of course, you know, the possibility is that they can bide, no pun intended, their time and hope for a change of administration and, of course, come right back again. You know,
that's what they're hoping for.
Right.
And that's going to, the American people going to have to decide if they want to be debt slaves.
There you go.
To a foreign nation.
The crux.
To members of foreign nations who will come here and live off them, or if, you know, they want a secure border. And, you know, right now, at the same time, it's amazing. Our border is totally militarized.
Mm-hmm.
It's patrolled by Humvees. It's patrol, you know, armored vehicles. And it's so secure, Tom Homan said, you know, his deportations are. He said, I just spent 3 days down on the border. I've never in my 40-year career seen this. He said, I didn't see a single illegal immigrant, not one. That's how Trump's got this border so secure. So Democrats are losing their minds, right? Meanwhile, Roger, Hunter Biden, remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I've heard of him.
He was on the Sean Ryan podcast yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Auditioning for a speaker spot for next year's TPUSA.
Wow.
Yeah, he says, we don't want illegal immigrants here if they're living off the people. Amazing. So I don't know what part of the Biden regime he missed.
Wow.
Take a listen.
But we don't want immigrants that are coming here illegally draining us of resources and also and being prioritized above people that are actual literal heroes. Uh-huh. That are coming home or that are still recovering from 20 years of endless war, or anybody else in our society. Right?
Wow.
Do you hear Sean Ryan at the end? Okay. Here's what
He was completely taken aback by that.
Now, here's what Joe Biden actually believes. He called his open border the greatest migration in human history. Okay, so he's full of crap, says Hunter.
This has been the greatest migration in human history around the world, as well as in this
hemisphere. So, you know, that's where we are.
Very,
right now.
Very curious.
Yeah. But here's the good news. When you look at the last 2 months, I'm going to tell you, 5 million people going to walk out of this country next year, and Democrats see it, and they're panicking, and here's why. I mean, we just booted 700,000 people off the food stamp rolls, most of them illegal immigrants.
Yep.
Dr. Oz just found $1 billion in welfare fraud, most of it illegal immigrants, across 6 Democrat states just in the last couple of months under Trump. We found that. Off you go. No more health care. Bye-bye. If you're here to get free health care, you're done. We just found 4.4 million Obamacare policies, a lot of them illegal immigrants. They had, you know, dialed the fraud controls down to zero, so you didn't need a Social Security number to get on Obamacare. And by the way, they were getting zero deductible plans. You ever had one of those, Roger? Have you?
A zero deductible.
Yeah, you don't pay anything. Every healthcare company just pays all the bills. You ever had one of those?
I have not since childhood.
Okay, because I've never had one. I don't know what that's like. I mean, I talk about it all the time. When I was pregnant with my third, I had, a very lowly paid job and an extremely bad plan, not here, somewhere else. And
yeah.
And I can remember the humiliation of my doctor pointing to my pregnant belly and lecturing me. You know, because my son had potential complications. You need to be in here every week.
Yeah.
It was humiliating. I can only afford every other week. I'm not an illegal immigrant, Roger. Yeah. I work to pay for the illegal immigrants. That's my job. So, and I can remember being so humiliated because she treated me like I was a bad mom, like I couldn't, like there was something wrong with me.
Wow, yeah.
As I wasn't here every week. And, you know, I'm thinking to myself, I'm struggling right now. I'm really, really poor. I can't afford it. I have to choose between my, you know, these children over here that are alive and the one in my belly. And thank God my son was okay. He had some calcium on his heart. It turned out okay.
Wow.
But she wanted to monitor him every week. I couldn't afford it. And I'm looking at illegal immigrants living it up like this.
Yeah. Well, when I said not since childhood, I meant since I was cutting the lawn for my allowance. You know, that's the last zero deductible gig I had.
Yeah, that's probably nice. That was a good gig if you get. That was the last zero deductible gig I got. And by the way, my parents kicked my butt out the door when I was 15 and made me work.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've never, since I could work, I've always had at least one job. Always. I've never had a break.
No.
Unless you consider like maternity leave a break. I don't know.
Of course, I was in broadcasting from a very early age, and a number of my relatives never did consider, and I'm not sure they would now that was legitimate employment.
Yeah, Lee and I talk about that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, like how we don't really want to get a real job. That would be awful if we had to do that. So, yeah.
Yeah, well. Well, it's like you hearkened it back to the Clinton era. It all comes around to it's still the economy. Estupido.
Yeah, really. We'll be right back. So this is all good news here. The Democrats are screaming because this is going to work. It's going to shove these people out the door. And hopefully my children won't have to be debt slaves to them.
Amen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meanwhile, the death toll rises. Unbelievable story. Kamalpreet Singh crushed a young father and husband in traffic. He was just sitting there. No idea that a speeding bullet of death driven by an illegal immigrant let in by the Biden administration was headed his way, crushed him. Can you imagine dying that way? I hope he went quick. Between two semi-trucks on the highway, one driven by an illegal immigrant. But this is Washington State's lawless blue territory. And an illegal immigrant is the highest form of human life in America. Actual dead Americans don't count for anything compared to that. Did you see what happened to him? He was big in the news about a week ago for the, I call it a murder. He shouldn't have a CDL. It's actually illegal for him to have a CDL, commercial driver's license. Never even touched the brakes. Plowed right into the back of his parked car. They were sitting on the highway. So they arrest Kamalpreet Singh. ICE puts a detainer on him in a vain attempt to enforce some kind of immigration law in this country. But it's a lawless Democrat territory, a blue one. So they let him go. They let him go. Despite ICE wanting to detain him so he can't get behind the wheel of another truck and kill another American. Democrats don't care, though. Take a listen to this. Now, the good news is, this is lawless blue territory, so we don't know if we believe them, but the good news is that they're saying they will refile charges against him. But he's an illegal immigrant. He could run back to his home country. You saw his face all over the news. Understand this, folks. He's walking around today after killing an American and may even be driving that rig illegally again.
An illegal immigrant truck driver accused of causing a deadly crash on a Washington state highway has been released, with federal officials saying local authorities ignored an ICE order to keep him in custody. William Agnes has more from Los Angeles. Hi, William.
Hey, Mike, you're right. Despite that ICE detainer, not only did Seattle's King County release him, it never even presented a case against 25-year-old Kamalpreet Singh,
wow,
an Indian national who illegally crossed the border in 2023. Released by the Biden administration with a work permit, Singh got a California commercial driver's license despite rules against giving CDLs to non-citizens.
CDLs are meaningless because all of these states have given them out. Like, you know, when somebody produces that CDL, they think, oh, they're here lawfully, when in fact they're an illegal alien.
According to police, Singh falsified his logbook before the crash by enlisting a co-driver to extend his hours. Police say he also made, quote, no attempt to brake, killing Blake Pearson, who was simply stuck in traffic. His sister says the system failed Pearson, his wife, and children. Held for vehicular homicide, DHS wanted to deport Singh. Instead, he was released when the state didn't charge him. The Highway Patrol telling Fox, quote, this case is complex and we're still under investigation. We have found additional detail and needed to withdraw the original complaint. The case will be refiled in the near future.
Let's hope that happens. Again, this is a lawless blue territory, so we'll see. Meanwhile, in Fairfax, Virginia, illegal immigrant grievously wounds, we don't know what the exact wound was, grievously wounds someone he lives with, picked up. That person doesn't show up in court. We don't know if it's because they were wounded. There's actually been two versions of this story. In one, they don't show up because they're in the hospital. And the other, Fox News is reporting, said they fled the country. That doesn't make sense. They couldn't have fled the country because the poor victim didn't show up. Nobody cares about victims in blue areas. This illegal immigrant was released despite having mental health problems and despite ICE wanting to pick him up. They let him go. It's a sanctuary city. And within hours, he had finished the job, murdering the person he'd wounded. And what's so sick about this is that the Democrat jurisdiction knew this guy was mentally ill and was going to hurt somebody. The police, in a desperate attempt to stop him, were in the process of putting a mental health hold on him just to try to keep him from killing somebody. They knew he was mentally ill. The mental health hold didn't come through fast enough, and the illegal immigrant murdered the victim. We don't know who the victim is. Could be another illegal immigrant. But the criminal is always right with the Democrats. The criminal is always first. The dead victim is, well, there'll be new voters along any moment, new immigrants. Everybody talking about Fairfax. ICE wanted to pick him up. They lodged a detainer on him. There was no reason to let him go. Instead, Democrats' leadership of Fairfax let him go. Spent hours trying to get a mental health hold on him. They already had an ICE hold on him. All they had to do was honor the warrant, honor the ICE detainer. They let him die instead. They let the victim die instead. Folks, we're at the point with these Democrats. They are letting criminal illegal immigrants kill people rather than honor ICE detainers when they know, and even the police know, these are deadly people. Know to the point where the police scramble and try to get an mental health hold. By the way, the crimes against the victim in the first round by the illegal immigrant, Marvin Morales Ortez, are described as multiple crimes after malicious wounding to somebody living in the same house with them. I hope it wasn't a woman. We don't know. We don't know who the victim was. Then again, beating, hurting, afflicting women is never a big deal for Democrats, either if the person doing it is an illegal immigrant. The illegal immigrant had just been released hours before from the Fairfax, Virginia jail. By the way, he had 7 prior arrests. Let that sink in. 7 prior arrests. This is how we will be forced to live in our safe red areas if they ever get total power. Texter writes here, there's also a point for supporting getting these illegals out will make prices go down due to decrease in demand. Slightly due to decrease in demand, the poster said. No, folks, it's not going to be slight. You can solve the housing affordability crisis by getting these people out. I mean, and the math is simple, and J.D. Vance did it. 1.8 million new units, housing units, were created on average the last 4 years. Well, we took in 12 million illegal immigrants, plus 1 million legal immigrants, and then Joe Biden allowed 13 million more to overstay visas. That's, if you're counting, about 25 million people. Well, because they're not technically here, housing wasn't built for them. And so that's what drove housing prices through the roof. We now know from HUD, 60% of the increase in rental prices, which really crushed the poor and lower income folks of this country, was due to illegal immigration, to the Joe Biden migration, the greatest migration in all of history.
This has been the greatest migration in all human history around the world, as well as in this hemisphere.
Yeah. And Hunter Biden, you know, and you can tell how bad the polling is on this, y'all. Hunter Biden now saying, oh, we didn't want that. No, we weren't trying to do that. Mm-hmm. A new massive tranche of data released by Charles Grassley, who seems to be able to get stuff inside the FBI and the DOJ that Kash Patel and Pam Bondi cannot. What does that show? They're not running their agencies. I mean, I'm not a knock on them. I just haven't managed to take control from the deep state. Charles Grassley somehow has, though, and whistleblowers come to him. This most recent tranche of documents that we're going to be hearing a lot about in the new year are jaw-dropping. And they show two juxtaposed things. And we got kind of hints of this earlier this year, but this is going to be a big story next year. Remember Hillary Clinton walked out with thumb drives worth of data, classified data, highly sensitive data, secret data, and top secret data on thumb drives? Remember that? We kind of had the outlines of this before. She wasn't allowed to view that outside of a skiff, much less just walk off with it. What she did with it, nobody knows. I've got a lot of suspicions. I've always believed she sold it. She monetized it, but I can't prove it. Whatever the case, it was illegal for her to have it on the thumb drive and walk out in a far greater scandal than her email scandal when she was simply forwarding email to an unsecure Yahoo account, some of which ended up on Anthony Weiner's sticky laptop. Remember, he was the husband at the time of her assistant, Huma Abedin. And so on that laptop was found teen porn and state secrets. Weird, but they're Democrats, so it's all good. Nobody cares. So remember Comey said no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute her because she's a Democrat. And it wasn't really a big deal anyway. And she didn't know what the C stood for. So he wasn't going to do anything. Well, what we now know, and remember, he cleared her over a weekend trying to get her over the hump, trying to help her against Donald Trump. But what we now know is that there were also 8 thumb drives. And remember how they handled these? It's kind of brilliant, actually. They simply classified all evidence of her crimes. So she wouldn't go to prison. She could hide, but if you spoke of it, you could go to prison. Kind of brilliant, also sort of evil. Well, we're now getting the shocking details. You need to read the story by the Federalist. New docs reveal, documents reveal shocking lengths Obama and Biden went to protect Hillary Clinton and get Trump. They had a problem. Arkansas was investigating Hillary Clinton, and the connection I've been talking about for a very long time. Federal prosecutors in Arkansas and FBI in Arkansas were investigating. The problem they had was they had the security clearances to see the thumb drives, the classified security clearances. So they had to figure out how to keep the evidence away from the investigators of Hillary's crimes. And they did. Well, the emails back and forth between these investigators basically saying they won't let us see the evidence. They were investigating the Clinton Foundation out of Arkansas and a corrupt cabal of Democrats in the deep state wouldn't let them see the evidence. They were claiming executive privilege, which is weird because Hillary wasn't the president, but okay. The problem here, and folks, this is the basis for the conspiracy case I hope they'll launch next year. The problem here is that they denied Trump's executive privilege and went and looked at all the classified documents associated with him while using the same argument to not only hide Hillary's crimes, including from the investigators investigating them, but also to classify her crimes so that speaking of her crimes became a crime itself. Anyway, if you want to read it, it's mind-blowing. By the way, it goes all the way up to Obama. New documents reveal shocking lengths Obama and Biden went to protect Hillary Clinton and get Trump. We'll have more on this later on in the show. New tranche documents released by Senator Charles Grassley, who's kind of famous for protecting whistleblowers. Again, what's amazing about this stuff is that Kash Patel, Pam Bondi couldn't get it out of their own agencies. Whistleblowers apparently afraid to go to them. They go to Senator Chuck Grassley. However we can get it is always good. But it kind of shows that Pam Bondi and Kash Patel aren't even, like, they can't even access basic documents inside their agencies. Shows they don't control them. But the good news is we got it anyway. And what these documents show all the way up to Obama, this is very much the basis for a conspiracy case, which would get us past statute of limitations. They're claiming executive privilege on behalf of Hillary Clinton in order to hide her crimes behind classification, including the 8 thumb drives, while at the same time denying executive privilege for Donald Trump so they can put him away literally for misusing, they claim, classified documents. All in the further into the conspiracy among a small group of people to further the political career of Hillary Clinton while ending the political career of their rival Donald Trump, which of course resulted in less power for them. Former FBI agent Andrew Gilliam says there's a clear conspiracy case here and that Trump needs to appoint a special prosecutor to begin to put these deep state hacks in prison.
And it's the same cast of characters every time. Mm-hmm. I mean, you look into this, the same people in all of these circumstances are handling everything Trump. It was steering things away from the Clinton Foundation and the Clintons and falsify evidence to go after Trump. Now we see that they're trying to stop investigations and get rid of real evidence for the purpose of protecting the Clintons.
Exactly. So that's the conspiracy right there. He goes on.
Well, now this goes far beyond any statute of limitations that may have been there for other minor things that they did. But I think this really does lead to bigger charges, such as a conspiracy to overthrow an election. I would say potentially treason, if you could put that in there, but definitely sedition. I mean, This is a group of people. This is very important for this. This is a group of people that continue to come up in one case of building cases against Trump, falsifying information. But now it shows that the same people were conspiring to do a second crime, overall crime, or second conspiracy to protect the political candidate that they agree with. I mean, honestly, if this was a mafia case and we had this clear cut of an example of a group of people committing two or more crimes for the furtherance of their political group or their enterprise, this would be a slam dunk case for any U.S. attorney. So I think this is something that they should look at because as I went through that, that was a tremendously long article. That was almost like a book. And it read over several years. You see that this wasn't a couple of people making one bad decision. This is years of individuals working their way up and getting together or being pulled up and put together so that they could conspire to stop one individual from becoming president and push the other person forward.
Exactly. That's former FBI agent Andrew Gilliam talking to Just the News reporter John Solomon, urging Donald Trump to get it done, appoint a special prosecutor who can go past statute of limitations by using conspiracy. It's exactly what needs to happen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.